Now, about that friend of mine.
What do you want to know?
Good boy. He's an older man. Came in trading a few weeks back looking for insulin. He was a regular, traded with your little board often. He didn't have what they wanted, so they took him. What do you know about that?
What do you look like? We have hundreds of trades every day.
Middle-aged man, handlebar mustache, mullet, black hair, fit but with a dad bod.
Is he Jake the Snake Roberts?
Who?
Never mind. I don't know who you're talking about. If he's been there, I've not seen him. I'm usually not hanging around the traitors.
Of course, you're out kidnapping people.
Exactly. I mean, no, I... like I said, I don't know who you're looking for, but if the board took him, then they probably wanted him for something. They don't usually ruin trade for nobodies.
He's pre-diabetic, got a bum knee, and his liver's shot. Not exactly a catch for the board.
What's his blood type?
AB negative.
Fuck.
What? Why'd you say that?
You might not want to hear this, but the board's been looking for people with AB negative blood. So, if he's got it, they're not giving him up.
He's my father.
Then find a new one. There's probably 100 surrogate fathers out there who would love to have this violent psycho as a daughter.
Watch it.
What I'm trying to say is that you might be out of luck. If he's got AB negative, they're probably not going anywhere.
And your other friend would say the same thing, yeah?
You can ask him, I swear.
All right. And how many men did you say your little cosplay troop has?
I didn't say.
It was a leading question, idiot. Fine. How many of your little knights are there at the hospital?
I don't know. Maybe like... 20, most?
And they're all incompetent like you and your friend, I imagine.
Hey, we got the drop on you.
And my other friend knocked you out with a stick, so I wouldn't pat yourself on the back.
Hey, you lost your dad, and that's awful. But plenty of people lose someone. If you want to live through this, I'd just cut my losses and go back home.
Maybe you're right. I'm glad we got to have this little chat, brief as it was.
You're gonna let me go now, right? I told you what you wanted.
Let you go, he says. Actually, you get to be the first man I kill this week.
Help!
Why did you yell?
You're going to kill me. Help! Help!
Shut up. Shut up! Oh my god, where did I drop it? My gun, did you see where I dropped it?
Why would I tell you? Are you insane? Help!
Oh, got it. You're going to wish you never... yelled.
Wait, wait. I know. You want to break your father out, right? I can help you.
Your dad? These guys have your dad? The Granite Guard?
Yes, which is why I was so keen on interrogating him. Except now he's outlived his usefulness.
Yo, that makes so much sense. I've been trying to figure this out, and I was way off. I thought your dad ran off to, like, join the guard or something.
No.
Or the bigger twist was that he was part of the board or something. But this, you know, makes way more sense.
You, what do you mean you can break him out? Start from the beginning.
He's just lying to save his life. You said it yourself. If they have him, they're not going to let him go, right?
Exactly. They want him for his blood. God knows why. They've been looking for AB negative for months. They're not going to just let him go.
Okay, that complicates things.
Yep, so now I have to come up with a new plan.
What was the plan before this?
Huh?
You said new plan. Did you know the board had him the whole time? What was the original plan to get him back?
You said you had something to trade, right?
Yeah, but that's out of the picture now.
Trade them what?
Oh, I see.
Quiet.
What?
Nothing. It's not going to work now. Tell me. What's your great plan to free my dad?
This is perfect, actually. It's a plan I think you'll like. You trade me and Davis back to the board as a bargaining chip.
How convenient.
I mean, not to insult you, but you don't seem that important.
Well, it was pretty insulting.
Morgan's right. You and the other one are just scavengers. If your dad is that important to them, I don't think you two really matter.
Okay, we don't have to be mean about it. We're important.
Then why are you out here, a state away? It just doesn't seem like they want you two around.
You can stop shitting on me. I get it. We're not the key to this plan. We're just the opener.
What's the key? Because right now, it just sounds like you want us to get you back home safe and sound.
Getting to it. The board has contracted the guard to fetch them. Hearts.
People.
Yes. We take people back, and they sell the organs and blood all around the Northeast. There's not many hospitals still around since the pop, but people come up from everywhere for the stuff. Knee surgery, heart transplants, blood transfusions, dialysis. Business is booming, and we need a steady supply.
Wow. You guys suck.
That's what I'm saying.
The board gave us special instructions. AB negative was a must, as well as some weirder things. Not people things.
Okay.
I don't remember the whole list, but it was critter parts, mother lurker brain, adult catcher wings, tunneler heart, and scales. You get the gist.
What, are you guys eating critters or something?
I don't think they'd be very good.
I've ate lurker before, but never the brains.
Really? What'd it taste like?
Kind of like liver, but super metallic. Wouldn't recommend.
They're not eating them. Well, maybe they are. Who knows? I just know that that stuff is crazy high on their list of things to bring back. We've been trying to lure a tunneler here with lurker bodies, but we haven't had any luck.
Wait a second. You've been killing the lurkers around here?
Oh yeah, by the droves. Killing them and making a little feast, hoping a tunneler shows up.
I told you guys something was weird with the lurkers. It's these dickheads.
So that's your big idea. We bring you and your bud back to the board, then we give them a tunneler heart.
Exactly.
But you haven't got one to show up yet. How are you going to get a heart if you can't even get a tunneler?
Good point.
Well, the lurker plan failed, but we have a new one. We have a jackhammer. Maybe we just start cracking into some concrete, see what shows up.
That's your bright idea?
I mean, it's kind of brilliant.
It really isn't. Iona, this might be your best bet.
It's such a dumb plan.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it a bad idea.
How much gas is in that car? Enough to get us back to New Hampshire?
Definitely. Probably.
Definitely, probably.
Maybe we'd have to make a stop or something, but it can get us all back. There's a trailer in the back for...
For the people you kidnap. We get it.
Exactly. You get it.
So we take you back as a sign of good faith. We get a chance to talk to the board, give them the heart, and hopefully get your father back.
It's that or shooting our way through the compound?
Which I wouldn't recommend.
It'd be a pretty action movie ending to our little trip. Badass ending, but maybe we hold off on that.
Agreed. Iona, how's this sit with you?
I still think it's going to backfire on us, but what other choice do we have?
That's the best way to make decisions, when you have literally no other options.
Perfect. So, maybe untie me and...
Mother guard!
Davis, stop!
Oh, crap.
Hey.
Hey.
I think Mike is pissed at you for killing Davis.
Wow, you're a real empath, huh, Noodle? What makes you say that?
Something about him screaming at you tipped me off.
I was being sarcastic.
So was I.
What do you want?
Well, I sent Morgan over to talk to Mike. Maybe they'll be able to get him to come out of the cabin.
Do we really have to treat this guy nicely? His friend burst into the room and tried to shoot us. It was self-defense. I mean, come on, the dude did everything but yelled yee-haw when he entered. That's how stupid he was.
Yeah, but they were friends. You do stupid stuff for friends.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm serious. Take us, for example. You just assume we're gonna help you with the tunneler, right? You just assume we're gonna head to the board and try to get your dad back, yeah?
I guess.
Because that's what friends do. You need help with the big stuff, and they help you with the big stuff. You didn't ask us, you just assume we're gonna be there for you.
And that's not fair of me.
Totally not. It's super selfish of you, but that's what you do when you're a team. But also, when you're a team, you look out for your buds.
I get it, Noodle.
Do you? When you're in a team, you don't put your friends in danger. You don't make choices that would get them hurt or worse. Right?
Oh, of course. Yeah, why do you say it like that?
Just something Mike said. Something to keep in the back of your mind. I was also thinking about our tunneler issue.
What about?
Well, what do you think the biggest issue with killing a tunneler is?
The claws, the rock-hard shell, the billion teeth, how fast they are? Really take your pick, I guess.
Definitely, but the biggest issue with our plan is the heart. How do we get it out? When a tunneler dies, they crystallize, so how do we get the heart out?
I was assuming jackhammer.
I have a feeling it's not gonna be that easy.
So what's your idea?
Okay, you can't ask how I know this, but Morgan and I know a way to loosen the shell of a tunneler.
Well, now I have to know.
If we survive this, I'll tell you. It requires spit.
What?
Like, spit. Saliva, you know?
You're losing me, Noodle.
If we have a jar of spit, maybe even two jars, and throw it at the tunneler, their shell starts to deteriorate. You can ask Morgan, no joke. It'll turn to, like, algae, and then they can't crystallize.
Holy hell, that is so weird. That's a weird thing for you to tell me that I don't even know if I want to believe you.
Swear on my life.
So you want us to, what, spit in a jar?
We're gonna need a lot of spit, like a water bottle or two worth of it. But it has to be in a bottle that'll smash on impact.
Okay.
You'll see. Come on, let's go get spitting.
Please don't say that to me. And Noodle? About putting you in danger? I got the message.
Thought so. Come on.
So, how's it going?
How's it going?
Probably bad. I'm just trying to get you to talk.
Can you just leave, honestly? You want the car? Just take it and go.
You know we can't do that.
I'm not going to help you.
Yeah, maybe. So, were you guys close? You meet before the pop or in the nights?
The guard.
Oh, yeah. You guys friends for long?
About a year ago. The guard found me squatting in an old pharmacy they were raiding. Instead of taking me back to be...
chopped up?
Yeah, they took me in. Davis was the only one in my team who was like me. Everyone else was some blue-collar dude with a stick up their butt. Davis was cool.
Yeah. He wasn't a good person, though.
Neither am I.
Totally. The world's gonna be way better off without him, for sure.
One more word, Marv.
Hit me or something, right? That's okay. Even if you're both kinda messed up, you're allowed to be upset. I'll even let you hit me. Once. If you think it'll make you feel better. But when you're no longer angry or sad or whatever, I want you to think about the things the guard did. What you and Davis did. Maybe you'll see it was, you know, better this way.
Your friend was going to kill us anyway. Doesn't make you better than us.
For sure. I've killed people, and I've liked it. Made me feel powerful. Like I was finally in control of something, and nobody could make me scared anymore. Everything pre-pop, and even now, doesn't matter. But that bad dude stuff, we gotta keep that down. And remember, we weren't always like that. And even if we were like that, we can be better now. The guard isn't good, and maybe we aren't either, but I swear, Kit won't hurt you. And I'm a pretty cool dude. We're gonna hunt the tunneler in the morning. You're welcome to come hang out with us till then, but I get it if you want to be alone.
don't really want to see your friend.
I get it. She's kind of stinky.
Sure.
All right, I'll leave you be. If you don't come out, I'm going to bring you food in a little bit, okay? I hope you like green beans.
Hey.
What's up?
Can I still hit you?
Oh.
Unless you were joking, it's...
No, it's fine. Yeah, no, it's cool. Yeah, go ahead. Just not in the... stomach. Oh, stitches.
Oh, shit. Right. Dude, are you alright?
I'm fine. I'm cool. Oh, my God, I taste blood.
Do you need a hand or anything? I'm so sorry. I trying to be nice. I just didn't think and... Crap.
Do me a favor and help me outside.
Yeah, totally.
I'd like to apologize again.
It's fine, dude. Good way to start a friendship.
Holy crap, dude. What happened?
I accidentally...
My stitches. They ripped. You know how it is. Kit just sucks at sutures.
I'm amazing at sutures. How dare you? Morgan, should we... You know...
Nah. Mike's cool, right?
Yeah. I'm cool.
Iona, you're cool too, right?
I'm cool.
Maybe you should apologize for shooting Davis?
I'm sorry I shot your friend. It wasn't my intention, and I reacted trying to protect my... friends.
Okay.
Well, that went flawlessly. I assume you two are going to have loads to talk about in the coming days, but for now I need everyone's help spitting in some jars.
What?
We're gonna hurl herd it. That's my boy.
Exactly. We're going to hurl herd it.
Retrograde is a post-apocalyptic comedy drama written by Joey Gutierrez. Follow us for all things Retrograde at wearetrograde.com or on Twitter at RetroGangPod.